we will be in Ecclesiastes. That's in the Old Testament. If you can find Psalms, that's kind of in the middle. Turn a little past that. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, they're all right there pretty close together. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, last couple of verses of the chapter, very end of the book. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. If you've never read the book of Ecclesiastes, you should read the book of Ecclesiastes, but you need to be prepared. It kind of will bum you out, I'll be honest with you. You might wonder, if you've never read it before, why this is in the Bible. This seems kind of depressing. And if I could sum up Ecclesiastes, it would be to say that it just kind of reminds us of the reality of life. That life is hard, that we'll one day get old and we'll die. And life is tough and it's not going to be good to you. And that is, in fact, true. But then there's a conclusion here at the end of Ecclesiastes that we're going to talk a little bit about this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we'll read verses 13 and 14. Then we'll pray and get started. When all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is this: fear God and keep His commands, because this is for all humanity. For God will bring every act to judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good or evil. Let's pray. God, we come to You today and we thank You for the powerful truth of this Word, God. I pray, dear Lord, that this morning that we would be free of the worries and of the distractions and of just the stress and the struggles of this world, even the happy stuff this morning, dear Lord, that may be competing for our mind. I pray that You would free us from those distractions. I pray that Your Holy Spirit would meet us where we are. You know what we need. I pray that You'd grab a hold of us, dear Lord. Help us to grow in You today. I pray that You help me to preach and teach in a way that brings glory and honor to You, that You take away any nerves or pride that are within me, that every word that is spoken here today will be for Your glory. I pray, God, that we would be a people that after being here this morning and reading these words would be a people who would fear You and keep Your commands. And I ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. I've been working on something this week. I'm pretty excited to share it with you guys. Now, I know that you all live in the world, and you know that the world is not always a good place. But I have come up with a solution, and I'm going to tell it to y'all today so that we can solve the world's problems. I've decided there's a lot of bad that goes on in the world. And so what I have come up with is that we will make laws to make things that are bad illegal. And I'm going to start this morning with Highway 24 between Liberty and Macomb. There's a lot of stuff that happens on that road that is not good. So I have decided to solve the problem. I'm going to make it illegal for people to go too fast and to pass going up a hill. That's against the law. Can't do it no more. And since sometimes you got to get to work and there's some old fool, he's driving about 30 miles an hour all the way from Liberty Macomb, I'm making a law that you cannot go under 50 miles an hour. It's against the law. I'm also going to make it against the law to own an electric vehicle. I'm outlawing electric trucks and cars. You cannot own them. You have to own a V8. That is the new law. You cannot own an electric vehicle. If you drive an electric car, I'm sorry. Even a golf cart, I'm coming for you. It's going to be against the law to tell a lie. Cannot tell no more lies. Can't lie to your employer. It's going to be against the law to steal from somebody. Can't steal from your neighbor anymore. It's wrong to steal. People work hard for what they get, and you can't steal from people anymore. It's going to be against the law to do that. It's going to be against the law to harm anybody. It's a bad deal when people get hurt. It's going to be against the law for you to hurt somebody. It's going to be against the law for you to kill somebody. It's going to be against the law for you to get high on drugs and to get drunk on alcohol and to cause problems. You see, I have figured out the solution to all of our problems. Everything that is bad, I'm simply going to make a law against it, and that is going to solve our problems. And you may say to yourself, I don't think that's going to work. But that's where you're wrong. Because see, here's the law of all laws. And that is, it will be against the law to break the law. Now, with all of these laws in place, surely that's going to solve our problems as a society, is it not? Well, you know it's not. Because you laugh as I say these things. Because you say to yourself, well, he's either an idiot or he don't know what he's talking about. These things are already laws. And you're right, they are laws. But throughout our civilization, throughout the history of man, what do we keep doing? We keep making more laws and more laws as if that's going to fix our civilization. As if that's going to fix humanity. To create more laws and to say that more things are wrong and to make more laws against things that we already know are wrong is an exercise in absurdity. It's not going to fix our problem. Laws are not going to fix our problem. Rules that we make are not going to fix our problem. I'll tell you today what will really fix our problem and what our problem is. Our problem is this. We do not fear God. If we as a people feared God, we wouldn't do half the things that we do. But the problem that our society has faced, that humanity has faced since its creation, is we do not fear God. When we fear God, we will keep His commands. When we do not fear God, we will live for ourselves and we will have no regard for the commands of God and the people around us. You know why Adam and Eve sinned? Because they didn't fear God. God said, don't eat from this tree. They didn't fear God. Throughout the Bible, people knew the commands of God. The commands that we give today are no different than the commands that God gave years ago. For the most part, there are many of the laws that we have today that are just built upon the very things that God said. And yet we still have problems in our society. And we still wonder why our world is falling apart. And we still wonder why there is evil. And it's because we do not fear God. And I ain't just talking about non-Christians. I'm talking about us in this room. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us. I'm asking you today, do you fear God? Oh yeah, I fear God. Oh really, is that so? Well, you better stop and think real close of whether or not you fear God. Because if we fear God, there's a lot of things that we do that we wouldn't do. There's a lot of things that we just continue to do time and time again, day after day, month after month, year after year of our life, and we say we fear God. You can gauge how much you fear God by how long it takes you to turn from what you're doing wrong. And there are some sins in our life that if we feared God, we'd have stopped doing them 50 years ago. And yet we keep doing them. And you know why? Because we don't fear God. When you don't fear God, you live in foolishness. Here's what's said in Job chapter 28, verse 8. It says this, the fear of the Lord is this, wisdom, and to turn from evil is understanding. You know why our world is evil? You know why we do evil things? It's because we are fools, because we are not living in wisdom, because we do not fear God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, don't consider yourself to be wise, fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. That's our problem. We consider ourselves to be wise. We don't see a need for God. And so we live for ourselves and we have no care about those around us. We have no care about the Word of God. We have no care about our brothers, about our neighbors. And we cheat them and we steal from them and we lie to them and we cheat on our spouses and we abuse our children and we give in to our temptations of sin because we do not fear the Lord our God. The creator of the heavens and the earth. The one who we will have to stand before one day. There will be a judgment day that will occur. God gives us in His Word, His instruction, and His commands, and how we are to live. And we have to answer for ourselves today, are we living by the commands of God? When Jesus was asked what law was the most important, what did He say? He said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. That is the law of Jesus Christ. That is the law of love. And when we fear God, we'll keep those commands. When we fear God, we'll love our neighbor. We won't harm those around us. We won't cheat those around us. We won't steal from those around us. We need to have a fear of God. Yeah, God is good. Praise the Lord. He's good. He's gracious. I praise God for that. A lot of people say, oh, and it says fear the Lord. It doesn't really mean fear the Lord. Like, not really fear Him, just a reverential fear. Well, yeah, we should have a reverential fear of God. We should respect God. But I think there's a real fear there that needs to come upon us that we need to realize that one day we will stand before the Lord our God. And you can sit on this pew every day, but if we still are living in sin, then we don't fear God. And He knows what we're doing. The rest of the people in here may not know what you're doing. Y'all might not know what I'm doing. But God knows what we're doing. And one day we'll stand before God and you may say, well, I follow Jesus Christ and my sins are forgiven. Okay, well, praise the Lord. But that's going to be a pretty scary day to stand before God and He's going to say, you know you did this thing? That's going to be pretty scary. Now, when I was growing up, I feared my father. It was not just a reverential fear. It was a real fear. It was a fear that the genuine leather of His belt was going to touch the soft skin of my bottom and the two were going to become one flesh. And so when I got this urge and these temptations to do things I shouldn't do, it wasn't like, oh, I respect my father so much and I don't want to disappoint him. Now, sometimes there is that in life. But the fear was, I don't want the belt to touch my butt, so therefore I'm going to do good. That was a fear. He was my father. And I didn't walk around every day going, oh, I'm so scared of my father. No, I knew He loved me. And I loved Him. And I didn't walk around in fear. But there was a real fear there to know that He has spoken and He has told me not to do what I was doing. And I better listen to Him. That's the same kind of fear I think we're supposed to have of God. A real fear that we respect God and we know God. We know God loves us. I don't walk around every day thinking God's going to strike me with lightning, but there's a fear there when I'm living in sin and doing what I shouldn't do, especially repeatedly for a long period of time, and there's no peace in that. And so our real problem in life, as individuals and as a society, is sometimes the very fact that we just don't fear the Lord. Maybe if we really started to seek God and His commands, if we really began to just humble ourselves before God and realize that we are sinners and we are in a bad way, and that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that He spoke everything to existence, and that He sees everything that we do, and He hears every word that we say, and He knows every thought that we think, and one day this is the God that we will stand before, then maybe if we stopped and thought about that a little more than we do, then our actions would change. Think about that for a second. Your actions don't change, then you need to do some more thinking. Because maybe you don't know the fear of the Lord. You can tell pretty quick. You can tell pretty easy if a child has a fear for their parents or not. Because the parent will say, you better not do that. And if the kid don't do it no more, then you know that, well, parent, they probably got a good fear of them. So many times you better stop doing it, and the kid just keeps on talking, just keeps on doing what they want to do. And then the parent does I'm talking about, they really drop the hammer. You know what the parents do? They say, if you do that one more time, I'm going to count to three. Oh, you can see the kids, the fear. They're shaking in their boots. I never learned how to count to three. My daddy never did that. But I learned what a belt was like. And I learned what fear was like. And you know what that fear caused me to do? Not as much as it should have. I needed a lot more whippings. But that fear caused me to do what was right. At the end of Ecclesiastes, the scripture says, when all is said and done, this world is full of all kind of evil and all kind of horrible things, and it is depressing, and it is just rotten, because it's full of people like us, and we're just rotten to the core. On our own, we are just rotten, evil people. And when all is said and done, the only solution to our problem, the only thing that we can cling to, the only thing that we can find hope in, is to fear God and to keep His commands. That's what we're called to do, is to fear God and to keep His commands. Maybe we failed at that. Maybe we have failed at that miserably today. Now look, you can't be perfect. I'm not telling you you can be. I wish we could do better than we could do, and we can do better than we can do, but we can't be perfect. And I'm not saying that you're never going to fail, and I'm not going to say that every time that if you fail once, that doesn't mean you fear God. But the fact of the matter is that we need some help that is beyond us, and our help comes from Jesus Christ. That's where our help comes from. He is the one who can be obedient to God. And when we sin, we should never be okay with our sin and just keep sinning and say, well, Jesus has died for me, I'll just keep sinning. We don't fear the Lord, and we don't really understand and appreciate and respect and love Jesus Christ in the way we should if our excuse is, well, let sin abound all the more so grace can abound all the more. Paul says, absolutely not. There needs to be a love of God there and a fear of God there, that we realize that we cannot do it on our own. We are powerless on our own, but through the power of God, through the power of Jesus Christ, God can help us to overcome the things that we fail at. And it's when we seek Jesus Christ that our hearts can really begin to be changed. And it's only when we really fear God that we will begin to keep His commands. That's why it's so important for our world to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. People in our world are not going to change. You can outlaw guns and knives and melt them all down. You can do anything you want to. You can take away any weapon that anybody can get their hands on. And guess what? They'll still have their hands. And you cut their hands off, and they'd still find a way to kill somebody. Because evil comes from the heart. That's our problem, is evil comes from our heart, and we don't fear God, so we're willing to do anything to those who are around us. We'll lie, cheat, and steal, and won't think twice about it, because we don't fear God as a people. And until we know who God is, until people know who Jesus Christ is, until they begin to trust in Him, until we realize that we are sinners in need of a Savior, until we realize that one day we are hopeless and helpless and we will have to stand before God, and apart from Jesus Christ, that's going to be a bad day. Until we humble ourselves and realize who God is, we cannot fear Him. But the moment we begin to fear God, He can begin to change our heart, He can begin to change our lives, and He can begin to change our world. So whatever laws or whatever rules we make as humanity, they will fail. Only the law of love will succeed. If we would love the Lord our God with all our heart and love our neighbor as ourselves, our world would change. And we can experience such a love when we experience the fear of God. So when all is said and done, the end of the matter is this: to fear God and keep His commands. Let's pray. God, we come to you today and we thank you for being good to us, dear Lord. And maybe sometimes we just get so lax in our lives that we just kind of forget who you are. We think about your goodness and your grace and your blessings, and those things are awesome, God, and they are who you are, and we praise you for them. But God, you're a pretty serious God, too. And you don't wink at sin and turn a blind eye to it. You forgive us for it. We praise you for that through Jesus Christ. But you're not okay with us, God, to just continue to live in it. You don't desire for us to, dear Lord. Even if it is forgiven, you don't desire for us to live in the burden of that sin. And so, God, I pray that today that we would fear you and humble ourselves before you this morning, God. That we would not be so foolish to think that we would come up with laws and rules that are going to change our world, God. God, our world will only be changed when our hearts are changed. And our hearts will only be changed through Jesus Christ. So God, our world is in such a mess today, God. There are so many people, dear Lord, that are in darkness and they are seeking and they are searching and they want deliverance and they want help and they don't even know where to find it. They don't even know that they need it sometimes, God. But we know that your word tells us that we need Jesus Christ. And it's only when we come to you and seek you and fear you and humble ourselves before you, God, that we will find you and that we will begin to listen to you and that we will stop seeking to be wise in our own eyes, dear Lord. But that, God, I pray today we would realize that the fear of the Lord is wisdom. God, help us to be a wise people today, so that we would be those who would turn away from our foolishness and turn away from our evil. I pray that you can start with us, dear Lord. Let us not look around at everybody else that may need these words. I pray that you'd help us to look at our own lives, God. Maybe we're the one that needs it today. Maybe there are some things in our life and we just need to repent. We need to turn away with them, and we've been just dabbling with them and going along in these sins for far too long. I pray, God, today that we would repent of our sinfulness and come to you, God. We know you're a loving Father, but God, we also know that you deal with us sometimes, but your word says that you discipline the one that you love. And so, God, I pray that you'd help us to feel that love today. I do pray for our world, dear Lord, that they would know of Jesus Christ, that they would know of love, that they would know of grace, that they would know who you are, God, that they would fear you and keep your commands. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.